This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of things we should treasure. I want to read to you today a passage found in the 2nd chapter of the book of Philippians. Here Paul says, "Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient, even unto death, yea, the death of the cross." And then in the same book, in the 4th chapter and the 8th verse, we find Paul saying these things: "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, these two passages, along with a number of other passages in the book of Philippians, concentrate on the fact that we ought to treasure our minds. Note first that Paul says, "Have this mind in you, which also was in Christ Jesus." Now, what was characteristic of the mind of Christ Jesus, as Paul refers to it here in this passage? Note his explanation: "Who existing in the form of God." That is, he carries us back to the statement of John, actually, in John chapter 1, verse 1, when the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then in verse 14 of that first chapter of John, the Bible declares that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so you see, the Word, one of the three persons of the one Godhead, was eternal with God and was face to face with God and was God. But that Word became flesh. This refers to the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And so Paul is saying here that Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, in the very essence of God, he who was deity, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped. That is, the Word did not count being on an equality with God a thing to be held on to at the cost of man not having a Savior. For if he had not been willing to become flesh, had not been willing to live a perfect life on this earth, had not been willing to die the humiliating death of the cross and to be raised from the dead, then none of us would have had a Savior. You see, we can be saved only by the shedding of blood. And the blood of bulls and goats cannot save us, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4. But the blood of Christ can save us, Hebrews 9:15, Ephesians 1 and 7, and Romans 5, verses 8 and 9. And so he is telling us to treasure our mind in the sense that we develop within ourselves a sense of self-sacrifice. We ought to live our lives not for ourselves, but we ought to live our lives for God by serving our fellow man. You'll remember in Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 20, when Jesus told his disciples that he would have to go to Jerusalem and there to suffer many things at the hands of the Jews. And Peter cried out, "Not so, Lord, these things shall never be with thee." But Jesus replied, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art a snare and a stumbling block to me, for thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of men." You see, what Peter was doing was saying the way to live is to spare yourself, whereas Jesus was saying the way to live is to give yourself away. Jesus taught, the words of Paul in Acts 20 and 35, "It is more blessed to give than it is to receive." The only really great life is the life that's lived for others. May every one of us learn to treasure his mind.